Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday on a Friday morning as we look ahead to the big games of this weekend. We've got Liverpool at Spurs. It's a midday kickoff for 12:30, I think. Am I right in saying? Tomorrow, and then Everton, of course, playing Stoke at the weekend. So Mickey and Jay, the man to talk to. Morning to you, chaps. Hello?
Morning, boys.
Bit soft this morning, the pair of you. How are you, Jay?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. Mickey, have we got you?
Yes, mate, we're rocking.
Oh, you don't sound like it. All blue should be rocking at the moment after last week. Tony Scott's in here as well from the Echo. He's a chirpy fella, particularly as the Blues as they currently stand. How are you feeling, Mickey, about this transfer window, first of all? It's going to shut next week. What do you want to see Ronald do? Because he's obviously not going for Joe Hart.
He's not, and, you know, obviously when he come out with that comment at his press conference yesterday, I think we're all quite shocked because it's something that I think most Blues are expecting, is a keeper to come in. I know the lad Declan Burke's come in and he's played well, but he's not sort of the marquee keeper I think that we're actually looking for. Obviously Joel is way down the pecking order, so it's going to be interesting. I know Chelsea have just bought one in now, haven't they? Just bought a keeper in, so maybe Begovic is one that could come in, but it's, I think a lot of Blues, we are expecting a keeper to come in, which I think we do. We're going to need one.
Are you whispering, Mickey? Where are you? You're somewhere you shouldn't be. Come on, you're normally loud and proud. What's going on with you? All right, let's cross over to Jay. Jay, we saw some comments from Daniel Sturridge this week. Now, I don't disagree with any of his comments in the sense that he definitely is better, isn't he, as a centre-forward in the middle. Do you disagree with him airing those comments and how they've been reported?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, you see him when he was at Chelsea. You know, he obviously played that wide there and it didn't really suit his style of play at all. And he came to Liverpool and he's been great when he's played down the centre. And, yeah, I know he's had loads of injuries, but I don't think it does him any favours playing out wide. And I know, yeah, Klopp's the manager, and if he thinks that he can do a job out there, then that's great. But, you know, it's clear to see that he's better down the centre. And we've had this problem in the past, haven't we, when he's played for England and he's been played on the wing. And, you know, in the Euros, he was played out wide at times, wasn't he, by Roy Hodgson? And people slated him for it. So, you know, if Jürgen Klopp's doing the same, I can see why he's going to be a bit disgruntled about it. And, you know, it's clear to see his best position is down the centre.
Tony, he's bang on, isn't he, Daniel Sturridge? I mean, but should he actually come out and make that public? Should that be a private conversation with the manager?
I think it should be private. I agree with what Jay's saying, but I think Daniel Sturridge is a lucky lad considering the huge salary he's on at the at Liverpool, and there's not many clubs that will be willing to give him that salary considering his injury records. But I can understand what he's saying. James Milner, he'd much prefer to play in central midfield, wouldn't he? But he gets played all over the place and there's no qualms about him. He's on air, him shouting his mouth off. So I can totally understand both parties, but it needs to be solved, doesn't it? Daniel Sturridge is an out-and-out striker. That's his best position. But it's his demeanour, isn't it? It looks as though I think last week didn't do him any justice. It's showing that effort. If he gets played on the left or the right, it's showing that willingness to not stop. It's relentless. Like, look, Sadio Mane, he'd probably love to play up front or central. Look at the difference in attitude between Mane and Sturridge. Mane will run through a big wall for you. I don't think Sturridge will. He doesn't look to me as if he's a Jurgen Klopp player at all.
It's not an absolute reflection, but he sort of reminds me a little bit of, you know, that temperament that Fernando Torres had, Jay?
I don't know. I mean, I think with Sturridge, he gives out the impression that he's never, ever happy, doesn't he? He does seem a moody character, but apparently he's not like that at all. He's meant to be, like, really, he's fantastic. You know, his teammates all like him, gets on with everyone. He gives out the wrong impression, really. But like I say, it is all about application sometimes, and you just got to get on with it. And if Klopp seems fit to play him in that area, then he's just got to get on with it. And he did actually say, didn't he, it's all about the team. And I suppose maybe he had to put that in at the end because it looks like he is moaning if he's just complaining about the position he's being selected to play in. But it's plain to see, you know, everyone knows that Daniel Sturridge is a clinical goal scorer. He's fantastic playing down the middle. But I always think he needs a partner because he doesn't shoot that role up front on his own. I think out of all the strikers Liverpool have got, Origi is the one that shoots the role the most. And I think Jürgen Klopp believes that too, and it's just at this moment in time, he's not quite up to speed from the pre-season that we've had. but I don't think Sturridge is either. I mean, you look at the game against Burnley, you know, he just looked off the pace for me, and I know he was dropping people on, he was pulling out wide, which doesn't suit him, but I don't think he looked fit either. So Liverpool have got issues up front. I think Firmino is the one that's been starting up there, and for me, I don't think he looks fit either. So Liverpool need to sort that out, and it's interesting really, because Liverpool actually came back a little bit earlier than the rest of the clubs, I thought. Liverpool should be fitter than most clubs at this moment in time, and I don't think we're seeing that.
Okay, so he needs a partner. Does Romelu Lukaku need a partner as well? We know they're in for the striker, which it looks like Arsenal have taken now. So what do we think, Mick? Could Romelu survive on his own between now and January?
Well, I just think it's obvious, Steve, to be honest, that we do need a striker on board, because obviously if Lukaku gets injured, then we are in trouble. You know, obviously we've looked at playing Gerard Deulofeu front. Don't think that sort of quite works. He's not strong enough. And obviously then you're looking at the likes of maybe Kevin Morales, and even the other option would be the striking dynamo, and that's Runa Kone. And I think, I think although the lad done well during the week against Yeovil, he's not going to be the answer. So I definitely think that, you know, we need to be looking at a striker.
Were you pleased for Aruna scoring his goals in the week? Were you pleased for him in the sense that he's putting himself back in the window? Or was there a slight tinge of thinking we need to move on from this?
Oh, we do. I mean, you know, absolutely. You know, the lad's done well, and he's one of them players as well. He's not like Sturridge. He doesn't get a cob on. He just gets on with it. And, you know, you don't hear him moaning and stuff, but we don't think he's the answer. You know, he's tried and tested, and you don't know whether, you know, a home game in the cup against Yeovil could be his level. Albeit he took his goals really, really well. But, you know, we think it's probably time for him to move on, because or he could be just, you know, a decent squad player. But we definitely need a striker, the strikers don't come cheap, and there's not many of them around either, is there? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 4 or 5 days.
Okay, give us a quick prediction for the weekend. What are we thinking with this Stoke game, Mickey?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know what you're going to get with Stoke. You know, Crouchy's just bagged a hat-trick during the week, so we don't know whether we're going to be up against him. So it's going to be tough. You know, they play a little bit of football. They done us last year, so we always won. So I'm hoping that it's going to be a convincing... I'll go for a 3-1 victory, Steve.
OK, and Jay, for Spurs, you'd think Liverpool would have thought 5-6 points off the first couple of games that they'd want at least. So they've got to get a result out of this.
Going to be a tough game, isn't it? I mean, Spurs showed last season what a very good side they are, and they keep it tight, don't concede many goals, and in the middle of the park they're going to be solid, aren't they, with Wanyama and Eric Dier as well. So it's going to be difficult for Liverpool, and as I say, we've got a few issues, haven't we? You know, the likes of Coutinho and Emre Can could be missing the game. They've got little knocks, haven't they? And Origi might not be 100% fit either, so it's going to be tough for Liverpool. But like I say, with Sadio Mane being back now, he's the outlet, isn't he, because he's got sheer pace, and teams are terrified of pace kills in this game. And, you know, as I say, he was great in midweek against Burn. I know the level's a little bit different, but if he can replicate that performance as he did in midweek, surely it'll cause him a few problems. But got to be happy with going there and getting a point, to be honest, Steve.
Boys, enjoy your bank holiday. Speak to you next week.
All the best, gents.
Take care.
Cheers, man.
There you go. That's Mickey and Jay.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.